Shalom Aleichem. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to part 57 of 120 of the Shmiras HaLashon Project, To Think Before We Speak. In this selection, the Chafetz Chaim discusses the start of the guidelines for when you are allowed to be concerned because of the Lashon Hara that you have heard. In other words, even though we have clarified dekabalas lashon hara, that accepting lashon hara is aser min haTorah, forbidden biblically, nevertheless we are taught the lachush mihu ba'i, that once you heard the lashon hara and you're aware of this rumor or accusation, you are supposed to take it into account as a matter of concern, as we will explain. The tzarech lekabelas hadavar b'derech chashash ba'alma. You should accept it as a very general concern, using tremendous caution, shelo yagia lo hezek al yado. You're not allowed to damage the person. You're not allowed to withhold things from them purposely because of what you've heard, but nevertheless you are allowed to be concerned and you are supposed to protect yourself. One of the sources, which is quite famous, is the topic of Gedalia ben Achikam. Gedalia was the leader of the Jews in the land of Israel after the first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, and he presided over a significant group of Jews. And he was told that a certain Yishmael was coming to assassinate him, and he refused to be concerned, he refused to accept the Lashon Hara, even on the level of concern to protect himself, and he blissfully insisted that it's Lashon Hara and he doesn't have to believe it. The result, however, was that he was assassinated and many people were killed because of Yishmael's activities, and the Pasuk records the death of those people that were killed, Pigrei Anoshim Asher Huku B'Yad Gedalia, that they were killed by Gedalia. And the question that the Gemara poses is, Gedalia didn't kill them. And the answer is, Gedalia was faulted for their death because Haya lo lachush, he should have protected himself. He should have been concerned. And that's the surgical precision that we're looking for over here. Once you're aware of Lashon Hara, you're aware of rumors, not to withhold honor, dignity, and benefit from the person, but nevertheless to protect yourself. Another example the Chafetz Chaim brings in the footnote is a case of Reb Tarfon, where people came over to him about whom there was a rumor that they killed. The rumor was that they were murderers, and they asked Reb Tarfon that he should hide them. And Reb Tarfon answered, I can't purposely hide you because there's a rumor about you and it could cause me damage if people find out that I hid you. On the other hand, I really don't know for a fact that you killed. It didn't stand up in court, and we don't know clearly what kind of courts were going to try this case that Reb Tarfon was hearing about. Reb Tarfon found a different solution for them. He said, you're allowed to hide yourselves, but I can't be complicit because then I could get into trouble and I don't know for sure what status you really have. It's sometimes very complex, but to be aware of that potential complexity is a significant accomplishment when we deal with these cases. The Chafetz Chaim says it's not allowed to be a suffix. It's not allowed to be a doubt in your mind that the person is bad. D'ma'amidim la'odam b'cheskas kashrus, because we treat a person with the assumption that he's a kosher person. Adayin lehetiv imanidon, you still have to do good for the person. Kilo nigra erko be'enenu, because his stature has not been diminished in our eyes because of the Lashon Hara. Nevertheless, the Torah allows us and requires us to pay attention, lishmar es atzmo ve'es acherim mimenu, to guard ourselves and others based on this information that was made available to us. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.